Hard-left Jeremy Corbyn calls on anti-Brexit conservatives to back him as Prime Minister. By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 19, 2019. The hard-left leader of Britain's Labour Party has called on a coalition of anti-freedom members of Parliament to back him in bringing down the government to prevent what he called a Trump deal Brexit from taking place later this year. The United Kingdom is due to withdraw from the European Union, as promised by the government for over 3 years. In October 2019, but the process has been persistently attacked and derailed by vehemently anti-Brexit members of Parliament. While the former Theresa May government survived for years while promising Brexit but doing little to deliver, the new Boris Johnson government has made the clearest promise yet to deliver Brexit by the end of October, and moves are underway to bring the administration down before it has even enjoyed 1 month in power. The previously moderate Labour Party's hard-left leader Jeremy Corbyn has only become the latest figure to put himself forward as the leader of an anti-Brexit coup, when he told a rowdy meeting of Labour supporters Monday that he would be a caretaker after deposing Boris Johnson, remarking, "We will work together with the MPs from across Parliament to pull our country back from the brink. I will bring a vote of no confidence in the government. And if we're successful, I would seek to form a time-limited caretaker administration to avert no deal and call an immediate general election so the people can decide our country's future." While Mr. Corbyn, whose rise to the top of the Labour Party has been repeatedly linked by civil rights groups, activists, and even his own members of Parliament to a spike in anti-Semitism incidents, laid into the Conservatives in his speech, he also made an appeal to MPs from all parties to support him in his bid to bring down the government. Parliament is not due to sit again until September, returning after the summer break, meaning the vote of no confidence in the government still has weeks until it could go ahead. Mr. Corbyn's deputy John McDonnell called on the Prime Minister to recall Parliament sooner so the plotting against Brexit could continue, an initiative backed by a letter signed by over 100 MPs. One way for the Prime Minister to outmaneuver the anti-democracy plotters would be to call a snap election of his own. British newspaper The Sun reports the remarks of former Conservative Party leader Ian Duncan Smith, who has counseled Prime Minister Johnson to be proactive to protect Brexit, when he said, "If a confidence vote is called, an option for the PM is to call an immediate vote for a general election instead. For the Labour Party to refuse that would mean a total loss of face, and we would win that election, as it would be fought on who governs Britain and saving Brexit." Breitbart London reported on the gulf between the offer of Jeremy Corbyn to put himself forward as an anti-Brexit prime minister and the desires of the British people at the weekend, as a new poll found Britain's back leaving the European Union without a deal and Jeremy Corbyn not being prime minister. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.